My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blue Angels fly on over. It was a great time. Then all of a sudden I got a text that Jim was stepping down as the voice of the Browns. Danny Cunningham in for Tone today. Tone will be back on Monday. We'll have Nathan Zagura, who will join us at 9 o'clock. We're always talking to Nathan on Fridays at 9 o'clock. Obviously, we will talk about Jim and the tremendous career that he's had. 25 years as the voice of the Cleveland Browns. Only one voice that we've ever noticed and known and really loved. And over the time, I spoke about it last night. I think the city, as bad as the teams have been at times, and they've all had their ups, but a lot of them have had their downs, it's a great legacy and a great dynasty of voices that we've had up until the present day. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Tom Hamilton. He is a wonderful person, and he is the most legendary voice. I mean, right up there, I mean, Bob Uecker because of the years, but I would say that he's the most legendary voice in Major League Baseball now. And then you go through the history, you know, people think about Gibb Shanley, they think about Nev Chandler, they think about Ken Coleman and Casey Coleman, they think about, you know, obviously Joe Tate and the love I had for him. And Jim is a cut different from all of them because he's the voice of the Browns, the current voice of the Browns, and because I've known him personally. And I've known him personally for the last 13 years, and he has been a... he's been a wonderful man, and I can tell you this privately. He is a wonderful man. Publicly, he's a wonderful guy. He has taken time out of his days to teach me things, hoping I'd learn them, and I knew from the very moment I met him that I need to soak up everything that he tells me. And this is for fans, and we hope that he does well. We're praying for Jim. We're praying for his family. His daughter Megan's a wonderful lady. We're praying for them. We're hoping that things go well. But this is a blow. This is a blow to start the year. And this is not the way we would want Jim to end his career with the Cleveland Browns. So it is sad to see Jim, you know, have to step away. But I can tell you right now, he is one of the tougher people I think I've ever met. And again, he's everything that you hear on the air and more. There's no facade. There's no dark side to Jim. I know that we all like to goof around and take shots at each other on the air and things like that. But there is just a mountain of respect for the man. And we're happy he's with us, but we're going to miss him on the air.
Yeah, yesterday was a complete gut punch finding out that news. It was, it instantly... it made me so sad to hear. And all I can say is I hope the absolute best for Jim. In my experience in getting to know him, obviously on a much, much smaller level than you do, Ken, but he's been a great person to everyone that he meets. It doesn't matter who you are. Jim Donovan has treated everyone that I've seen with the utmost respect, and he has been somebody that has cared about everybody, and yeah. he's cared about this organization so deeply. He's cared about the job that he does so deeply, and I think he is somebody that is unanimously looked up to by basically everyone in our profession yeah. in this town. It was crushing news to see that. I really, really hope the absolute best for Jim Donovan. Browns games are not going to be the same. When you turn on the Browns radio network and you don't hear that voice, it's going to be jarring next week. Yeah. And I don't think it will ever be the same now that Jim Donovan's not going to be in the booth.
No. And the reason is that Jim has always been great. Jim has always been one of the gold standard play-by-play guys in all the NFL. And to do it in this city means more. And there's just been times where the team has just been terrible, and he was the only good thing. He and Doug were the only good things about it. And I think that matters a lot. And to a longtime Browns fan who hears that, they know exactly what I'm talking about, because when you have a person that you're still willing to hear and tell you the truth of what they're seeing with their own ways of humor, with feeling, not just being a deep voice in a suit or anything like that, but actually being a person, a real person that you know cares about the franchise because they care about the fans. That matters a ton to Cleveland Browns fans, a ton to this area. A guy who was in the area before they moved, a guy who carried that flag after they moved or after they came back. And it's a long relationship. And yesterday, it was really hard to take in because, he stepped away last year for the handful of games, and it was always, Jim's going to come back. Jim will be, better. Jim will be fine. And this is just a level of finality that I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard for me to process. I look up to these guys, and a guy like him and Doug, I'm going to miss them. So there you go.
It's very tough to swallow. And I think last year when he stepped away from the booth temporary, obviously you hope the absolute best for him. You hope for a quick recovery. You hope that he would be back in the booth as soon as he possibly could. And he missed about 2 months, and he came back for that Pittsburgh game that Dorian Thompson-Robinson filled in and won. And that was a great experience just to hear Jim's voice again. And I still don't think it has fully set in for me. But when I turn on the radio September 8th, when I flip on the Browns radio network and I hear somebody else calling play-by-play, I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't think that this is something that has fully set in for me, that Jim Donovan's not going to be the voice of the Browns anymore. It's really crushing stuff. It's really difficult to think about because in this area, obviously we love our Browns. We love football as a whole. It's not that Jim Donovan's just the voice of the Browns. He's the voice of football to Northeast Ohio. And for that to no longer be the guy you're going to hear every single Sunday talking football, man, it's going to be really, yeah. really tough. It's really tough just to think about and to talk about, Ken.
But again, his family's great. I know he's in high spirits. I talked to him just Sunday as we were getting off the plane and headed home. And just a wonderful man. And again, if you're the praying kind, Liz and I are. Keep praying for Jim, keep praying for his family, and hopefully things are going to continue to get better and progress as time goes on, and Jim's a fighter. So we're all wishing the very, very best for Jim Donovan, the very best for his family. And again, we'll talk to Nathan about all this coming up at 9 o'clock. Again, we're not bringing on Nathan just to do it, to talk about Jim, for crying out loud. It's not like that. We bring on Nathan at 9 every Friday, and up until yesterday, I was planning on opening up with Danger Zone and all that stuff because I was watching the Blue Angels. I was watching Blue Angels yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, because they spring out of nowhere on you if you're watching them. Like, oh, and you're used to it because you were in the Air Force, and the thrill might be gone. I'm not sure. But for me, to see him every once a year and, like, you
still
like,
matters to me.
Somebody on our chat sent a video of, oh, how awesome is this? And I was like, yeah.
I
mean,
I got, like,
whatever.
Oh, and I got
what
like,
did you send back?
Did I send you a video? Did I?
No, was it me? I did.
Okay, because I got like 10 videos yesterday.
I did too.
They appear out of nowhere. They come out of nowhere, and then you see them, and then you hear. I got the motor. You hear the engines? Vroom, vroom, vroom. And I was up there, and my boss over at the TV station is up there, and you could see like he like ducked down real quick because it feels like they're right over you, man. And they all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, they goes, "Hey, it's like deer hunting. They'll peer out of nowhere, and you look over, and there's four of them coming right in unison. You're like, oh my god, this is amazing. This is America."
I went down. Down right on the water north of the Rock Hall, like just west of Burke. And when the two solo planes take off, they take off right at you. And the one was low right on the water. It was, I mean, it could not have been more than 75 feet off of the water when it passed us. And it was, Ken, that's the video I sent in. It was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. It was so sweet.
So it's but Nathan got to fly with them. The reason I bring this up on Tuesday, I think it was, Nathan got to fly with the Blue Angels. I think they did like 45 minutes up there. And to see, because I'm like, oh man, I'd always love to fly with the Blue Angels. And then I saw him go up, and I was like, that's cool. And then I saw him go down, and I go, no, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. If they offered you that, you wouldn't do it?
Well, I couldn't fit in the seat. That's always my, and I'm not even being like goofy about it. Like, you have to be a certain, my cousin flew in the Navy for a very long period of time, but he flew the big planes, and you know, Owen, you know all those things. Yeah. I don't. No offense. I don't know why I said no offense. You know it. I don't. But he flew like the C-130s and the C-16, the whole big deals and things like that. Like he flew those, and it was basically you have to be a certain height, a certain weight, a certain everything to be able to fly those.
A fighter, yes.
Yeah, to be able to fight a fighter jet and. It's a very specific deal, and I think Nathan said he was just under the height requirement because Nathan's like 6'5".
Nathan's a tall dude, but if Nathan can fit in, I can fit in.
You can fit in.
Yeah, if I got asked, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Like that's so cool to me.
You work for Cleveland Magazine. We can't arrange that next year.
I mean, well,
we can't get that arranged next year to get you up there.
Next time you're here, I would love to do it.
We got Jeff Kirchen in there years ago. You remember that?
He was probably just inside the height.
I could fit Jeff in a suitcase, let alone a fighter jet. So, I mean, that.
When they're back in 2 years, I'd love to do it.
It's 2 years? I thought it was every year.
They rotate with the Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds will come
from the Air Force.
Well, you could fly with the Thunderbirds, can't you?
I'd rather fly with the Blue Angels.
You want to fly with the Blue Angels?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'd rather fly with the Blue Angels. I would not say no to the Thunderbirds, but I would rather fly in the Blue Angels. I'd rather fly in an F-18.
Hold on. I don't know what you're saying, but you can have that opinion, and only you.
I worked on F-16s for a while. You got two chances over one chances. Look them up, see the differences in the planes.
What's it like to work on those things?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. That is 12 years.
It's pretty awesome until the days that you're going into your 18th hour of a shift, and that sucks. But
that would be terrible.
Or like when they go, hey, you got to wear your gas mask to work on it now because some things are going on. That sucks. But, you know, the general working on it, pretty awesome.
You got the BW, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. At least you got the,
yeah. You got W, Clinton, Jimmy Carter.
He was here. He was here in 2016. He was downstairs, and just like Shaq, no one called me. I'm obsessed with the presidency, and no one's. I never got to meet a president. I've never even seen a president in person.
Really?
Yeah. I've never even seen a candidate for president in person. John Edwards came to Perry years ago, and well, that obviously isn't the type of thrill that people thought it was back then. So you really can't put that in there. But I didn't even see John Edwards at the time.
I've never seen a sitting president in person. I've seen. When Obama was running in 08, I saw him in person, and I saw Mitt Romney in person in 2012.
No kidding.
Yeah. I went to Lake Erie College in Painesville. Mitt Romney went out he campaigned out there.
He came to Avon Lake High School and was in the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, they
did a whole thing here with him.
It was that election was my freshman year. My freshman year of college out at Lake Erie, and Mitt Romney spoke. I don't remember where exactly it was on campus. It was like a field part of campus. And they were so strict about your blinds have to be closed for like 3 straight days. Like it was locked down
really
on our campus. And this was, you know, 12 years ago at this point, 13 years ago.
This is going to be embarrassing. They had Chelsea Clinton at the University of Akron Student Union. And I was sitting there going, and they were like, can we go? I'm like, no, it's a Clinton. It's a president's family. Like, Leave the tweets and the stuff alone. It's just anybody who would have been. If it would have been Billy Ford, I would have been down with. Or excuse me, Billy Carter, I would have been down with it. If it would have been Gerald Ford, it doesn't matter. I would have done anything to see any of them. So
just to get close to the presidency.
I'm a big fan of the presidency, man. I'm a big fan of the office and the history of it. So there you go. We got people trying to get in. I'll put off the calls here as long as I can. I don't want to break up or anything like that. So, again, we thank you guys very much for the kindness. And we'll get back to it coming up here as time goes on. Again, Nathan going to join us at 9. We'll share a lot of the great times that we've had with Jimmy. And, again, he's still at his farm, still working on his health. And it's a shame it's the end of an era, and I wish we could have had a better send-off for Jim. But we certainly respect his wishes, and we certainly respect his privacy, and him as a legend in this city is Browns fans' best friends. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Coming up next, college football kicked off last night in a very big game at Buffalo for one very specific reason. Ken Carmen, Danny, in for Tone on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.